This is Willie Terry, your roaming labor correspondent, WOOC, the Hustle Mohawk Magazine Network, and I'm here today in Albany at the Arbor Hill Public Library, where they have a forum on the state of the community, a panel discussion, and they're talking about the problems and inequality that are plaguing the communities and what they could do to effect change. They had three forums. This is the second forum, and they will have a third forum on March the 2nd. In today's forum, the speakers are Laura Manning, Janice Wapago, Derek Johnson, Minister X, and Jerome Sugg Brown, and the moderator is Eva Bass. The sponsoring organization is Team REC, which means Team Recognizing Each Child, the state of the community.
I want to thank Mr. Anthony Gooding for hosting this event and putting it together. The state of our community is very important, and I'm glad we have a great, strong panel who can express what that means to them and give us some knowledge. So first, I'm going to call Ms. Janice up to have the mic.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Hotep and Habati Zeno, to everyone.
Hotep.
And okay, thank you, Anthony, for inviting all of us today. I truly appreciate this opportunity to share my thoughts, and they're constantly heavy on my mind. Even though they are heavy on my mind, A, because I'm probably one of the oldest people in this room, and I've seen this community go through a lot. So I want to make sure I don't miss anything that I want to share with you. So now this is going to be a profound statement right here. Our children will never reach their full potential in United States public schools.
Go ahead.
I've been working with the schools. I'm the product of the United States public schools system. Had to be re-educated, and because of the miseducation myself, and had to do the same for my children. Okay, now our children can never do their extraordinary best in public school because the schools are not equipped to even begin to tap into and unleash the unique powers that they possess. Statistics show that even African children growing up in the same socioeconomic strata as their white counterparts do not fare as well on westernized measures of academic success as their white counterparts, although they do fare better on those same measures than their African peers from lower socioeconomic strata. So this indicates that even when correcting for economic factors, there is still something missing for African children. And if you notice, I'm referring to our children as African and not African American children. They are out of sync with the unsavory surroundings. White educators either do not know and can't do, or do know and won't, obviously, tap into their vast abilities of abilities of African children to bring out their full power to lead rather than follow. If we are to regain our rightful place as leaders of change in the world, we must rediscover who we truly are and why we are and why we are here as a people. The secret to our success is knowledge of self, knowledge of our powers, knowledge of our special mission and purpose. It is up to us as adults. Notice I said adults, not teachers and parents, because we're all teachers and we are all parents to all of our children. So we are capable of performing magnificent feats when we tap into those energies. That there were many many burgeoning and highly successful Black-run and owned communities of business for the businesses and those different communities that contributed to success for the Black community, and what happened to them. They were first of all they were self-sufficient, but very few of them exist today, and there's a reason for that. a few toys and playthings, and we think we've progressed.
Yes.
Do we own any of the means of production of any of these playthings, equipment, electronic devices? Do we own really the production source for any of these things? So how much power do we really have anymore? At one time we did, and we were on our way, but we got a crumb, not a piece of the pie, a crumb of the pie, and thought we had arrived. When we were forced to bond together because of our circumstances, the collective juices and the collective energies started flowing, and we were able to bring forth our creativity and our intellectual prowess, our industrious nature, ingenuity, and all of this without formal education, mind you, because this is during and right after enslavement, all right? No school books, no lab equipment, no machinery, no money. We were able to accomplish the seemingly impossible. So what do we have to do to regain that? We have to rediscover who we are as a people. But as long as we're entrenched in the system and brainwashed by the system, and while I'm on the subject of brainwashing, that was the technique that was used earlier through religion and through schooling, not education. Mind you, not education, I'm saying schooling. There's a new form of mind control out there now, very highly sophisticated. We have to be aware of that. That's where our education comes in, and that is why we have to educate our children. And I spoke of frequencies earlier. Please go online and do the research. You don't have to take my word for it. I am not a conspiracy theorist, but you might think so because of some of the things I'm throwing out there to you. But some of you actually can attest to what I'm saying as being true from having experienced it and read, but you have to do the reading. You really have to go on. I was astounded and amazed. And one of the ways you can know that these things can be corroborated as true is when you see opposing sources saying the same thing. People who are coming from different camps, but they're actually all talking about these days. You see a lot of the rednecks on the internet. You see a lot of African intellectuals. But why is it they're all talking about mind control? These are people that do not sit down and conspire together, don't talk to each other, and yet they're doing the research and coming to one conclusive thought in the end, that the warfare against our people is no longer about just chemicals or about indoctrination. It's being waged on a very high-tech level, and we better be ready for that. I believe that modernism and progress in the form of the attainment of and production merely of goods rather than the attainment of knowledge for humanity's sake is the answer. It's all about things, and that cannot possibly allow any group or any entity to progress and advance. So the discipline you get in being able, our young people being able to think for themselves and tapping into their own powers rather than using their bodies. We talk about mass incarceration. Education is so important because our young people, many of them actually believe there's something that went wrong with us, the reason so many of our people are imprisoned. But only reading and sharing with others about that information is going to allow us to pull down that system. We need to be out there right now doing away with mass imprisonment. But many of us believe, you know, it's the fault of who's ever in prison. There are actually laws that are being written that set black people up, and when they have no recourse But to break those laws, very similar to the Black Codes, what did the Black Codes do? They were put in place for Black people to break them. Okay? What is different today? If you go online, and there's a book by the name of, by the title, The Color of the Law. It's very revealing, and I'm sorry I forget the name of the author right now, but get that book, and it talks about, and it lists all the laws that were deliberately put on the books to suppress Black people and to increase the numbers in prison. We're the only group of people that are not reproducing, by the way, replacing ourselves in this country. I wonder if you knew that. Okay, at one point we were proliferating our numbers, but there is negative growth in the Black community. That's not an accident. The rise in diabetes and high blood pressure and AIDS, is. Do you think for a minute those things are accidents? Alzheimer's diseases, and that's why, in fact, the Caucasian community is getting on board with some of the mind control weaponry out there, because they're affected too. There's a worldwide move to decrease the population, and not just Black folk, but to decrease the population at large. The demonstrations are not nearly enough if we don't understand the implications of how to shield ourselves. I mean, just literally shield ourselves but from the attack. And all of the things that appear to be negative in our community, trust me, they were instigated by outside forces. And we were immune to a lot of that when we had that spiritual grounding. Finally, our communities are beginning to break down. Okay. And in summary, I'll put this out to you again, because it's free. Educating our babies is free. Right. I don't understand what the hold up and the excuses would be. If you go into some of the churches and you approach the ministers, you know, we should have Saturday schools. You have Sunday school. Why can't you have Sunday, Saturday? Well, you know, we got to get funding. Yeah, funding for what? You know, to sit down and actually teach our babies is free. And it's critical. It's a must. It's an imperative. We're on a special mission. We're put in this place for a reason, to save the world. It's incumbent upon us. And if we drop the ball, I mean, hey, our children are doomed. Thank you.